How do you respond if someone says, you can't trust the Bible because it's based on error-ridden copies? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClelland, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at a criticism of Christianity, in this case, leveled by Bart Ehrman, a Bible scholar who walked away from his faith.
John, Ehrman's book, Misquoting Jesus, makes this error-ridden copies claim about the Bible, and it propelled his book onto the New York Times bestseller list. It seems you just have to point a critical finger at the Bible today and you're guaranteed commercial success.
But his opinion carries weight. He's a Bible scholar.
And he was trained to study the text from one of the best, Bruce Metzger, a scholar and Christian who was committed to the Bible.
So how did Bart Ehrman come to such a very different conclusion?
Well, that's just it, John, because I'm not really sure he did. Tucked away at the back of his book, the same one that suggests the Bible is totally unreliable, Ehrman states his position basically falls into line with Metzger. He says this, the essential Christian beliefs are not affected by the textual variance in the manuscript tradition of the New Testament.
He said the essential Christian beliefs are not affected by the variance in the copies of the text.
I know. How can he reconcile this with what he said earlier? I'm not sure his book would have sold as many copies with this on the front cover, but the point is, even one of the Bible's most outspoken critics has to concede the biblical text accurately conveys the essential doctrines of Christianity. Scholars like Dan Wallace at Dallas Theological Seminary point out that these errors or textual variants among the thousands of copied manuscripts affect less than 1% of the New Testament text. They generally relate to minor issues of spelling and grammar, and zero affect the key teachings of the Christian faith.
Reason Why with Alec McClelland is ultimate truth for ordinary people. We encourage you to visit the website reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.